Next patient is Pamela Burkett. The last name is B, like in boy, U-R-K-E-T-T. B-U-R-K-E-T, like in tango. Pamela is the first name. Clinical case of a 66-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 2. The recent laboratory workup that was done in January the 19th, 2023, the patient has a creatinine that is 1, a BUN that is 21, and the estimated GFR is 59.4. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 280 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. We're going to keep a close observation. The urinalysis is consistent with the positive leukocyte stearase. And has white blood cells 94, white blood cell clumps 3 plus, bacteria 1 plus. This is a urine that is consistent with a symptomatic bacteriuria. Number 2, arterial hypertension that is under control, despite the fact that the patient gained around 10 pounds of body weight. Today's blood pressure reading 126/60. The patient is recommended a low sodium diet. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 5.9%. Following number, the patient has hypercalcemia. This hypercalcemia is not associated to hypophosphatemia and is not associated to nephrolithiasis. The patient is completely asymptomatic. We are going to repeat the PTH, the ionized calcium. The patient is not taking any supplementation like Tums or medication with hypercalcium content. There is no history of vitamin D toxicity and at this point, we continue the close follow-up. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient is overweight. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis. She is encouraged to stay away from the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without any exacerbation. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. The patient was instructed about a low sodium diet and a plant-based diet. She considered it difficult, but she will try. She's advised to lose the 10 pounds that she put on. Period, we invested in this case, reviewing the laboratory workup, 10 minutes in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.